Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to our show, Breaking Beauty Podcast. Hey Carlene.
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Any comments on where I am?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't see you. All the windows are... Oh, my God. Okay, I can... Oh, I love this. Oh, I love it. So, guys, Jill was hiding behind some of my pages, and now I can see she's in the Elf workshop from the movie Elf, and there's Will Ferrell beside her, and that's one of my that probably is my favorite holiday movie of all time, and there's Jill in the midst of it all.
I didn't tell you, I took a quick rip to the North Pole to record this episode, so okay. I'm in the middle. I'm sitting beside Buddy.
Yeah.
He's here. And then I've got the elves behind me.
Yes.
I should move back a bit so you can actually see the full scene. It's pretty cute.
Oh, I love it. I love it. This is genius. I'm going to use this tonight. You know what? I'm doing a Zoom call tonight with my friends, and you're going to tell me after how I can do this. I'm borrowing this idea.
Virtual background.
By the way, okay, guys, we're doing a gift guide today. I'm just want to let you know we're doing like the TLDR gift guide, the top things Carlene and Jill actually want for ourselves.
Basically, we did a speed round, Damn Goods, in the summer where we quickly went through in 2 minutes or less our product picks. We're going to try to do that similar format here. Hopefully, I'm not too long-winded about the things I love because it's hard to keep it under 2 minutes sometimes. But yeah, don't worry. We know that we are like smidge late maybe for your Cyber Monday shopping deals. But you know, I'm a bit of a procrastinator when it comes to shopping, even though I feel like every brand in the world is telling me to shop soon. Everything in the Suez Canal is stuck. Like, I just can't get on board.
I think, Jill, you had to explain this to me. So yeah, this is the TLDR gift guide. What does that mean for anyone who doesn't know?
Okay, so it's basically all over the internet. Typically, it's too long, didn't read. So basically, it's like somebody will create a very, very long post about, you know, sometimes they're lamenting about something. Sometimes they're explaining something that happened at work with their coworker, a messy situation. But at the very top, they'll just put TLDR. I hate my coworker, but I still have to buy her a gift or something like that.
Yes.
So it's kind of just like the shortened, truncated version of like a longer post.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to be like a little bit more like influencers, like no shade there, but like, we're not going to go too deep into ingredients. We're just going to be like, I love it. And this is why. And move on. Yeah.
Yes, okay, that's right.
This episode is brought to you in part by Talkspace. Joy to the world, except when extended family comes over. Let me receive another eggnog. Does this sound like your hype song around the holidays? Have you had to mute certain family members on social media over the past year? I know I have. The holidays make me nerve-sighted for this reason. That's a word my kid made up, but that's really how I feel. I'm excited, but I've also got this nervous energy in my belly at the same time. You can help ease some of that tension this holiday with Talkspace Online Therapy. I recently started therapy myself, and I really appreciate having an impartial person to talk to. They don't know anyone I'm talking about personally, so there's no stakes involved. And it just makes me feel a little less tight in the tummy, just getting it all out there. Talkspace is ready to help you start feeling better with a single message. And what's great about Talkspace is how easy it can be to be matched with a licensed therapist or to schedule a session. You can be in your bed wearing flannel pajamas, and the whole process is still super secure and professional. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform. There are thousands of licensed therapists available for you to be matched with across dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. And they offer individual therapy, couples therapy, and medication prescription services too. So they kind of do it all. If you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BEAUTY. That's $100 off when you use code BEAUTY at Talkspace.com. We'll link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. And now back to the show.
Hey, it's Patrick Starr. I'm coming straight to you with my very own podcast, Say Yes to the Guest. I'll be hanging out with some of my fiercest friends and spilling some serious tea on business, beauty, and being a boss-ass bitch. With me, baby, you'll never know what will happen. Find Yes to the Guest on Apple Podcasts or anywhere where podcasts are played. Start streaming and downloading now. And don't forget to subscribe, because every Monday we're going in. We got so much to chat about. So turn it up and say yes to the guest. Yes.
Okay, Carlene, first up, for your first 2-minute window, what are you going to talk about? I assume it's going to be something very expensive.
What I would personally want for Christmas that is designer is the Gucci palette Beauté des Yeux. It is $148 US, $215 Canadian. So yes, it's a splurge. You can find it at Sephora.com. You can find it at Holt Renfrew in Canada. And Jill, have a look at this beauty. I mean...
What would you even call that shape? That is like custom beautiful. It's like...
Yeah. So I'm holding up the palette. I'm going to do my best to describe it.
You're at 1 minute.
First of all, it's a nice heavyweight. It's black with beautiful roses and flowers on top. Gold trim. You open it up. It's got these luxurious, soft textured shadows, and it all pays homage to the color of flowers. Okay. So that's what it's all about. It has 3 metallic shades, 2 satin, 7 matte. It ranges from like metallic purples, autumnal reds, rich browns. And I just think this is like a collector's item. If everybody knows that like Gucci girl or Gucci boy in their life, the great thing about Gucci beauty is it's more affordable versus like even a pair of sunglasses, right? So around this price point, this is for that Gucci lover. I mean, you're not going to lose. It comes in this beautiful pink velvety pouch so you can travel with it without it getting nicked. I mean, it's special. That's all I can say. It's special. If you want to impress, Gucci palette.
I personally think their best offering this year in the beauty world is from their Alchemist Garden, the 1921 fragrance. It's in that gorgeous green glass bottle, and it's celebrating 100 years of Gucci.
So, but wait, that's probably $500 though, right?
$300.
Okay. Well, yeah. So either fragrance or this. I would say of this, though, I've been reading some of the reviews. They say it's high pigment, these shades, but I think it does go on a little lighter, guys.
Right.
But for some people, that's okay. Like, I don't need to hit you over the head color because I don't wear intense eyeshadow colors, but I'm just giving you the heads up. What do you have in this category?
It's the Hermes Nail Enamel. There are 24 colors. It's $45 per bottle, 63 Canadian. That's right. You heard me. And it's really works of art in a bottle of nail polish. And so I'm going to hold up the bottle so you can see it itself. It's so beautiful and sculptural. Of course, it's got that Pierre Hardy design, the matte gold cap, the white gloss, the dip where your finger goes when you hold the bottle. The color that I have on right now is again, this goes back to us not being able to see the names, but this one is Rouge something.
Okay,
and
got
it's
it.
Just so beautiful.
A nice
I
deep
love,
red, classic.
It's like burgundy almost. Mm-hmm. And it has like kind of a stubbier handle. And I mean that in best way possible. It gives you a lot of control. And I found that I didn't get any streaks when I actually applied it. So it's really high quality nail enamel.
How long have you been wearing it? How many days?
Just a couple days.
Okay, so we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know the exact long wear, but there's 24 shades, but there's a nourishing oil, there's a top coat, there's a base coat, there's a hand cream that is just to die for. But Carlene, this is the one thing that I think most beauty lovers would want. It's within the collection. It's the Hermes nail files, the emery boards.
Oh, it's the real box, guys. The real orange box.
Well, they all come in this box, but look at the nail files. I'm sorry.
Oh,
they are bright orange.
It's the orange.
I love this idea for a holiday gift, especially when it's like an everyday sort of pedestrian item that's just taken off the charts with a designer twist.
I know. Like those are the best gifts. Like for a boss or something, you're like, I only want to spend around 50, 60 bucks or whatever.
Yes.
And then you get this and they're like, whoa, it's Hermes.
Yes.
You know, that's the great thing about designer beauty.
There's 10 emery boards, and I believe they are like $50, but it comes in a box. And I'm sorry, any beauty lover would love this. You'd have one in every purse. You'd have it in your car. You would just feel like the most bougie bitch ever.
Yeah.
And I want to say one thing. The color that I didn't get to try, but I want to, is called Brun Bistro. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that in French.
And do they have the orange as a shade? Ah, that's the one. That's the one. That's the one I want. Okay, I'm going to cut you off. You're at 2 minutes. Okay, moving on. All right, now I want to talk about Victoria Beckham Beauty because I truly did fall in love with this line when we interviewed Victoria Beckham earlier this year. And if you guys missed that episode, you need to go back in the archives. She was on her best game that day. And I really fell in love with the Kajal eyeliners that they sent us. I don't know how much we talked about it in that episode, but I got the cocoa color, which is apparently her favorite color. And for the holidays, they released a beauty Kajal wardrobe. It's $165 US, $210 Canadian. I know that's a lot, but it's 7 of the shades from the blackest black to bronze to sea gray. And it comes in this black neoprene pochette that's like monogrammed with the gold VB. But of course, so it's like a little makeup bag and you can reuse that. But I just love, they're so creamy and highly pigmented. And it's one of those eyeliners where you can flip it over and just like, it has that little bud on the end, the sponge, where you can turn it over and just like rub it in. And it's an instant makeup look. And that's what I love. So if we're talking about things that I actually would want for Christmas and would wear, I fell in love with that cocoa. So I would love the whole wardrobe, all the shades that I could play with. It's just easy, no-brainer. Makeup.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
What else you got?
Okay, so this is very bougie. By the way, guys, we will have affordable products in this episode. You just gotta
We're getting there a little longer.
So this is something I would actually want. So I'm obsessed with these claw clips that have totally come back. Mm-hmm. Everybody's wearing them, right? The one that's the most ubiquitous out there, of course, is from that MEJ line. Do you know what I'm talking about? EMIJAY. It's like what all the cool girls are wearing.
Oh.
And
we'll link to it on
that.
Our blog. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah. And I love a lot of those. They're very fun, but a lot of them are really very young. Like they're not really something that I would wear. Like sometimes they're like bright pink with like pink cherries encrusted all over them. Or, you know, they have some plain ones, but anyway, it's just a lot of them don't really suit my vibe. So I was looking for this whole trend, but in a designer. And of course, Balmain has come to the rescue. So you can buy this at Saks. It's the Balmain Hair Couture Large Claw Clip in Tortoise Shell. It's $122 US, $160 Canadian. And it's a handmade hair accessory in a tortoise shell print, of course. And it's got a 14 karat gold plated B. For Balmain, of course. It's so beautiful. And I just feel like this is something I would use every single day. Again, it goes back to that sort of everyday item, but done in a designer way. I'm such a sucker for that when it comes to gifts.
Yes.
Like you just mentioned, it just makes all kinds of sense. And I know I would use this all the time by my sink, put my hair up, or just like when I'm sitting on the couch. And sometimes if I have a hair elastic or something in my hair. It's just like too tight. So these claw clips are, they're selling out everywhere, by the way. Right now you can only buy the large. So hopefully you guys can get your hands on this before it is fully gone. But they have other hair clips too, like enamel barrettes and beautiful. So I want to put it on your radar.
This episode is brought to you in part by HelloFresh. So one of the habits I started during the pandemic that I liked so much, I've taken it with me into my second life, is home delivery meal kits. Is there anything more convenient for the lazy slash busy among us? I mean, I love a delish meal and I do not have time to be looking up recipes. So bring on HelloFresh. You get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. And you can skip trips to the grocery store just by counting on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy. It's fun, it's affordable, and that's why it's America's number one meal kit. There's something for everyone, including weekly, low-cal, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes. They actually have over 50 weekly recipes. I personally have the Carb Smart on order for next week because I love a meal that tastes restaurant-worthy, like it's indulgent, but also doesn't have any carbs. Like before these kinds of meals, I thought that only existed in a salad, but no. Chop house style chicken cutlets with shallot sauce, roasted squash, and lemony green beans. I mean, still hearty, right? And you'd think all of this is way more expensive, but guess what? HelloFresh is 30% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Plus, you skip the checkout lines. And what I really notice is that I'm not throwing out any food afterwards because I'm using only exactly what I need. And I love that too. So we have a special promo code. If you want to try HelloFresh for yourself, go to HelloFresh.com/beauty14 and use code beauty14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. We'll link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. Go to HelloFresh.com/beauty14 and use code beauty14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. And now back to our gift guide. So I want to tell you about a skincare holiday kit that I would love for myself. It's not strictly speaking designer, but it is for that designer person who loves everything super luxury, super rich. I'm talking about the Fortuna Skin Restorative Ritual Set. It's $236 US and $310 Canadian. So yes, it is pricey. It's at Saks.com, but it is something that I would want for myself. I'll tell you what's in it, first of all. There's the Biphase Moisturizing Oil, and it comes with an obsidian gua sha stone. So it's all about the idea of ritual. You use the oil and you can use the stone and sort of do that lymphatic drainage, like take a minute, right? And I've tried this oil before. I really like it. The reason I would have this on my holiday list is because I do tend to have like skin barrier problems in the winter. Mm-hmm. I start getting really sensitive when it gets really dry. Things start to sting where they didn't sting at other times during the year. And that's when I like to move into a face oil in the evenings. I do really like this one. I'm sure there's a lot of other great ones out there as well. This whole line, like everything is like wildcrafted and they get it from Sicily, I think it is. And so it's like wild foraged plants that are handpicked on the hills. You know, it's that thing, right? It's an organic farm, all of that. I know Pia, she probably was the first, Pia Baroncini, to mention this line to me anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's when I kind of Googled it and I called it in and I became obsessed. It also has calendula in it, which I personally love that ingredient. I find it very soothing. And apparently it has some vitamin C in it as well. But I'm not supposed to talk about ingredients. So moving on. Look at this box, Jill. It's black and it's got that, you know, it's got that Bottega green color that we've been seeing everywhere. And when you open it, it's got, of course, the full-size face oil, which I think would last a long time. And then you've got the obsidian stone.
Those are black, gorgeous, sleek.
Yeah.
From Italy. Exactly. It's like, I know Armani back in the day, when he launched his skincare, he had to have an obsidian stone. So it's obviously very prominent in Italy.
Exactly. And, you know, yes, it is sort of like olive oil based. And I know that gets a bad rap. But like I said, when it's winter, I do like an oil. So this is something I would I mean, I'd love to find this under the tree, this little set.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know so many celebrities have mentioned that line to us as well.
Yeah.
Like it's always mentioned in like celebrity magazines that people have discovered it and fallen in love with it. It's like a bit of a sleeper hit cult favorite.
Yeah. It's the gift to impress when it comes to skincare for sure. So yeah. Anything else like designer and really yes. beautiful before we get into some more like mid-price stuff, Jill?
I'm so excited to talk about this collaboration. So this is from The Bay here in Canada, and it's a collaboration with fashion designer Leslie Hampton. Mm-hmm. And this is an advent calendar. It's got products in it that are worth more than $1,300. You heard me
Whoa.
Right. And the price of this particular advent calendar is $225. So Leslie Hampton, if you haven't heard of her, she is an Indigenous fashion designer. And Vogue called her the number one Canadian brand to keep your eye on. And she's an important Indigenous face in the Canadian fashion landscape. That was in the Globe and Mail. So she really is about to take off. And I remember the first time I heard her name, Carlene, was back at the Oscars in 2020 before we all went into lockdown. Lainey Gossip, Lainey Louie, wore one of her creations on the red carpet. And I remember thinking, Lainey has never looked better. Who is she wearing? And then I looked up the designer and it was amazing. So why I wanted to shout this out is that it actually is... With the sale of each beauty calendar, 10% of net proceeds will go to the Hudson's Bay Foundation charitable partner, which is called Inspire. And it's an Indigenous organization with programs that support First Nations, Inuit, and Métis students and educators all across the country. And they give them financial support for post-secondary education, mentorship, and professional development. So not only are you seeing Leslie's wonderful work, every single piece of this advent calendar is inspired by her, is all dreamt up by her. And she uses her native language on the packaging itself. It's very beautiful. And you're getting to support education initiatives with First Nations youth and Indigenous youth. So absolutely love it. And can I just tell you some of the things in here? I was shocked.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
So they have the 111 Skin Rose Gold Illuminating Eye Masks. You guys, that brand is so expensive.
Yeah.
They have an MCM perfume. They have a Mugler perfume. Clarins, they have Estee Lauder, they have NARS Mini Climax Mascara, as well as the Orgasm Blush Mini. They have some stuff from Province Apothecary, which is really cool, Shiseido. So like every single thing is premium, premium, premium. So every time you open a door, you're getting like a very high-end item, which I absolutely love. And you're supporting an Indigenous designer and Indigenous communities. And I just love that we're seeing these up-and-coming designers get those opportunities with these big retailers. And guys, I'm sorry, I think it is only available in Canada right now.
Yeah. Well, I think as far as advent calendars go, because people have been, you know, it can tend to feel like it's a lot of waste. Like, you know, it's good to know that there is a purpose behind this one. And I think that's great. So I think it's time to get into some more mid-range makeup lover finds. So Jill, why don't you kick it off? What would be a top thing on your personal list?
This is my number one thing on my list right now, and I'm sure I'm not alone. So this is from Lisa Eldridge. It's Lisa Eldridge, the iconic makeup artist. She just launched foundation, you guys. So it's the Lisa Eldridge Seamless Skin, the foundation, 40 shades. It's $61 and £44 in the UK. So she says it's a soft satin finish. I have not gotten it in my hand yet, but I'm so intrigued. Have you seen the bottle? Carly.
No, I would like to.
So it basically looks like an egg shape. Like it kind of looks like it would be a personal nightmare as a foundation bottle because it doesn't have a flat bottom.
Right.
So it's a sculptural shape. And then I got all nerdy and I looked into like why she made it that way. So she said it's inspired by one of her favorite sculptors, Brancusi. And he was really famous because he did all of his sculptures live in the medium. So he would like do it in wood or marble, whereas a lot of other sculptors would like make a model kind of.
Right.
And then
make a mold.
Their sculpture. Yeah, make a mold. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And he did not do that. So it's very much inspired by all of his sculptures. Mm. And she said she's got this very infamous vintage makeup collection. Do you know about that?
Yes, I've heard about this. She did something with a museum or something like earlier in the year, didn't she?
Yeah, she actually did a whole history of makeup series on the BBC.
Yeah.
And I got to find that somewhere online. I haven't been able to see it yet, but
she said, we'll link to it, guys.
the common denominator with all of the most beautiful and inspiring pieces in her vintage makeup collection was they were all a bit obscure. Like none of them really made sense at the time. Mm-hmm. And so she said she was really inspired by that. How do I make this iconic instantly? Right. And she had a professional company in France do a, how do you explain this? She tooled her own glass bottle and prototype and everything with this very specific French company.
Wow.
So she went all out. So not only are there 40 shades, and then she said she cast 55 models for the casting, and they shot all of them. So you can see them all on her website. So everything about this is so intentional. And I just know by the sound of this type of formula, it's not too dewy, not too matte. That soft satin blurring effect, give it to me. And my favorite thing about this is that she created sample cards. So you get sample card, 4 blister packs with 4 different shades in it. So you can test it first, see what color you are, buy your bottle.
So the next product that I want to talk about, I don't have it here in front of me. It's the Charlotte Tilbury Instant Look in a Palette in Sunset Dreamscape. This particular one came out, I think, just a little bit earlier this year.
Okay.
It's $75 US, $95 Canadian. You know, you'll find this at Sephora. And she also, Charlotte Tilbury, I feel, is kind of in that Lisa Eldridge vein where it's like everything she creates, it's not too daunting. It's easy to follow. I always recommend Charlotte Tilbury to like the average person who gets intimidated by makeup. I think it's so user-friendly, and anything that you try, it just, there is a higher success rate of it looking better on you. That's the only way I can describe it, because there's so much magic in the makeup. Like there's, you know, there's blurring qualities. The shades have been curated so well. And one of the products that I love from Charlotte Tilbury that I'll just be a forever stan is her Instant Look in a Palette, which is really all about the 5-minute face, you know? And so there's 7 shades. This particular newer palette, it's all sunset inspired. So there's like rosy pink and warm berry eyeshadows. There's a bronzer in there you can use for sculpting. There's a highlighter that you can use as well. It's very like universally flattering tones. And then you've got this great like warm peachy shade for the blush. So I just think there is no such thing as truly universal, but I think this would work on a lot of skin tones. Of course, there are other shades you can buy as well in the 5-minute palette. There's many, but I just think honestly, for $75 or even $95, like this is the kind of palette you're going to hit pan. You know what I mean? And
I
really had to exercise. For me, I was like, obviously I have everything. So I had to pretend my cupboards were bare. If my cupboards were bare, what would I want for the holidays? This would be on it.
Right. And it was so fun the other day. We went to a Charlotte Tilbury holiday party.
Yes.
Oh, it was so great. We had champagne and we were talking to everybody and just felt like the old days. And they had a whole room decorated by Crown Flora and the flowers, you guys. I was just in heaven.
Yes.
I really was. And they had the real Christmas tree and the Christmas music. And
I know, it was so great.
Air kisses.
And everybody
like,
looked beautiful. I loved seeing all the influencers in like their outfits
so good at doing
and
their makeup.
And it was honestly like, it was a pleasure. When you don't go to those like multiple times a week, you do enjoy. You know,
yes.
It was nice. It was
and
nice.
And I loved it. And it was, it was really great to see
And I love
everybody.
A finger food.
And also like people were really, we put up a little Instagram story and so many people were commenting on the products we had taken pictures of, like the holiday palette and all of that, because it's just like, it's eye candy everywhere.
They know how to do it, you know, and she's got the drawers and she's got the advent calendar and there's like, there are other things you could pick that are very special. They did like 20 holiday kits. They went all out this year, you guys.
Yeah.
There is something
for
everyone. I'm just saying, like, I would do the Back to Basics palette if you want something that is not just a novelty that you're going to hit pan on everything. I personally think this is it. Okay. And then I want to talk about another thing. Again, if I just closed my eyes and pretended I had nothing, what would I want? I want to talk about the Milk Makeup Disco Days Prime and Set Duo. It's $33 US, $50 value, $44 Canadian with a $68 value. We love the savings. And Jill, this is it. I have it here. It comes in this cool, like, luminescent bag. It's great. You can always reuse these bags. But, you know, I'm almost out of my primer. my grip primer and I love it. And I've honestly, the Hydro Grip primer, I've tried so many primers and I swear half the time when I put makeup on top, my pores look bigger. I don't know what is up with that. I don't know what's up with that. I don't find that with the Hydro Grip primer. And I also don't like something that feels so thick, like I'm layering more and more skincare and it's like ruining all the skincare I did underneath. You know what I mean? So I just feel there's something about this texture because it's that gel texture that it doesn't bother me. So of course, this is iconic now. It's award-winning. It's hydrating. It's like a gripping gel primer. It's got cannabis seed extract and blue agave extract in it. I just really like it. But one thing I'll say, it's funny because I don't know, I was reading reviews on it and people with oily skin don't like it. And I don't know why. Yes, it's all. And when I looked on Sephora's website, it actually says skin type, normal and dry. It doesn't say oily, which is like counterintuitive because you'd think because it's a gel, it'd be perfect for oily skin people. So guys, drop us a line. I'm curious to hear what you think.
The whole, you know, Michaela, the iconic TikToker from Boston. She
also on the vision board.
By the way, she did this whole video yesterday where Makeup by Mario did her makeup and Chris Appleton was doing her hair.
Wow.
And she looked like a friggin' bombshell. She's so gorgeous and beautiful regardless, but just that was like celebrity treatment, you know? But she went viral, Carlene, because of that product you're talking about there, because she used to have a lot of acne. This is only 18 months ago. And she was like, I'm going to show you how I cover up all my acne. And that's the primer she used.
Oh, stop it. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I do love it, but this kit comes with also a hydro setting spray, which I have not tried. So I'm excited to try this. Anything else that's like on the Sephora hit list? Because I know people love shopping there.
Yes, absolutely. So one thing that I was on my radar that I was quite impressed with the price point, it's actually the Natasha Denona Retro Eyeshadow Palette. It's $65, $87 Canadian. It's got a lot of these rosy, beautiful colors, very well curated because, of course, she is a makeup artist. Beautiful, satiny finishes. There's a real mix in here of satin, metallic. I think you could get really creative with some beautiful holiday looks. And from my memory, if memory serves, her palettes used to be a lot more expensive.
I think they were too.
And
like in
this
the 200s.
This is 12 eyeshadows in here. 15 eyeshadows in here for that amount of money. So that's actually, I find, a very good price point. And it's kind of like got a romantic vibe to it, I would say, the colors that are in here.
I feel like berries are kind of trending. It's eyes
like,
lately.
It's like gray, browns, taupes, dusty rose. That's what she says. And romantic kind of retro inspired looks. And of course, everything is vibrant, ultra pigmented in my view anyways. I'm not a professional makeup artist, but I would say so. And but I also wanted to shout out a palette that has similar kind of romantic vibes, maybe for like a fraction of the price. And it's actually from the Sephora collection. It's their Wonderful Wishes palette. And so this is, I believe it's eyeshadow. Now I'm second guessing myself. Yes, it's their eyeshadow palette. It's $11 in Canada and it's $8 in the US.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And there's 8 shadows and the pans are slightly bigger than the Natasha Denona. So, I mean, I think that these are more like essentials, but you can kind of also get that romantic look. And they do also have the mix of textures between more matte finishes, more metallic finishes. $8, come on. Perfect stocking.
I'm sure the wear is completely different. But I mean, if you're sticking something in a teenager stocking, like, why not?
I have
right?
to tell you, though, that the Sephora collection is not to be underestimated.
Yeah,
they know
all
the insider tricks to, they go to the best suppliers. Are you kidding? And because they can scale up, they're kind of like a ColourPop in that respect. I was hella impressed with the quality of this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, my sister, I've given her Sephora collection eyeshadows before, and she still says it's the best she's ever used. She's not a makeup artist, guys, but I'm just saying it's not bad.
Pop pausing to tell you about a budget-friendly brand that I think would make an epic stocking stuffer. So Fleur & Bee is a 100% vegan and cruelty-free skincare range, and none of their products is more than $30. So it's packed with nourishing botanical ingredients, and all of their products are free from GMOs, gluten, phthalates, parabens, and they're sustainably produced. They're made using renewable wind energy, and they have recyclable packaging. So I've been trying the line for a few months now, and my favorite product in the range is actually the Fleur & Bee Rose and Shine. It's a vegan rose water toner, and it only has two ingredients. That's distilled water and rose flower oil. And when I tell you, this smells so good. It's just like my daily moment of zen. And I find that a lot of spray-on toners in the market are usually really luxury price points. And this one is only $18. And it really calms my skin. I notice my pores look a little tighter. It's hydrating. So it's just win-win-win all around. And I love that with Fleur & Bee, they also have that feel-good factor. In fact, they donate 1% of all sales to the Days for Girls organization, which provides menstrual care and education to girls in need. To check out their product line, just head to fleurandbee.com. That's FLEURANDBEE.com. To sweeten the deal, you can use our code BREAKING and get 15% off. Just head to fleurandbee.com. That's FLEURANDBEE.com to place your order now. And you can use our code BREAKING to get 15% off. Now, back to today's chat. All right. So we're winding down here a little bit. So maybe there's just a few add-ons that are beauty adjacent, I would say, that you would want or that I would want for the holidays. Should we let people in on that?
Yeah, of course. So one thing that I've been pining over all year, no joke, is my athletic greens. Yeah. So this is a product that I was introduced to, I don't know, somehow through the podcast.
They were one of our show partners.
Oh, were they? Okay. So they were.
Years ago.
And then when it ran out, I really missed it. And so I had it on my Christmas wish list last year and nobody got it for me. Uh-huh. And it's back on my Christmas list this year. So it's $99 US, you guys. And basically this is a supplement drink. Okay. It's a beverage. It's like a green juice that you mix at home. It's a powder. You add it with water, and there's 75 vitamins, minerals, and nutrients in one serving. So for me, I like to do a little bit of intermittent fasting. I'm not strict about it, but basically I just don't eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. You know, my first meal is like, if I'm really hungry, I'll have lunch at 11. Otherwise, I might go till 12.
Let everybody in on what a huge deal that is. You were the girl, poster girl for three square meals a day.
I know. I was.
Like you would really be the night before thinking about breakfast. If we were on a trip, where are we going to eat? Or like, what are we doing for breakfast? And I was like, I don't know.
I know.
But like
that,
you were like, this is a huge
I was
change.
A little bit OCD about it. And I don't use that term loosely, but I was very like, I like structure, and I was like, I just felt like I needed that. But I do think that with the intermittent fasting, I don't know. After a while, like I just don't crave, I'm not hungry in the morning anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't get these big crashes because I would usually go for something like toast or white bread. And you know what I mean? So I just think that this is like, I'm not trying to promote replacements, but it's like, if I'm going to have nothing, I'd rather have this because I have started running. So I really like it like after a workout or after a run, I'm really thirsty. I want something cold instead of just water. I would have this. So, you just mix it in. It's really easy because I'm not going to make stuff in a blender. I'm not making a green juice, you guys. I'm not blending kale. No, but I just honestly found I had a bit more energy, and I think it did aid in my digestion. Like they say it has like enzymes, and I think it has, I don't know if it has probiotics. Again, this is 2 minutes, so I'm not going to go into those details. But, you know, it has vitamin C, it has zinc, it has like mushrooms and adaptogens. And I did find I was a bit more regular when I used it.
Yeah, how could you not?
Yeah.
It's not a super dose of greens.
Yeah, it's not a big laxative or anything. It's just really concentrated greens. What about you? What's not like strictly speaking beauty, but on your holiday list that our listeners might be interested in?
Oh, well, as I've said on the previous episode, I just moved into a new apartment, and I'm finding like every day I'm waking up, and I do apologize to our producer, Michelle, because I know I've been sniffing into the mic this entire time because it's so dry in my apartment. So the number one thing on my list is to get a humidifier going. And I really want the one from Canopy. It's around $125. I'm going to try to get my hands on the one Lauren Bostick. She's just been killing it with collabs this year. And she did a collaboration with them, with Canopy. And she made like a whole pink aesthetic Barbie version of the Canopy humidifier. And she just knocked it out of the park, in my opinion. And the reason I really like this is because it's small. It only takes up a very small amount of space. It's a 2.5 liter tank. I don't want something that I got to put on the floor and whatever. And it's mold free. You can put part of it in the dishwasher and it hydrates rooms up to 500 square feet. So when I have just been so dry, I can't wait. And this is like plumping your skin while you sleep.
Yeah. So is it the filter you put in the dishwasher?
No, the tank you can put in the dishwasher. Okay. Yeah.
But that's cool because, you know, they get gungy.
Ugh.
The humidifiers. Yes.
This is what I'm saying. This Canopy brand has completely transformed this whole genre.
Yeah.
And they're collaborating with Prose, which I know is a an essential oils brand. Mm. They did the collaboration with Lauren. They're just crushing it. And the 2.5 liter tank, it lasts up to 36 hours. So it's not like you're running and like filling up the tank constantly. It's just like very self-sufficient, which I am into.
Okay. Well, Jill, I can't close it out without talking about candles. I mean, for me, a candle would always be on my holiday list. I'm going to try and go really fast. So guys, if you're into candles, first of all, if you're a beauty lover, then you need to know that Way, of course, has candles. And I've been using this one, Jill. It's in this beautiful, very pale, dusty pink, kind of, what do you want? It's like a porcelain pottery kind of, it's not glass.
It's like stoneware kind of?
Yeah. So it's coconut and soy-based wax inside. It's got a 55-hour burn. And this one is the Melrose Place. So this is a newer scent. And a lot of people will recognize this scent. If you're in love with their products, you'll find it in some of their hair products. It's in the detox shampoo, which, by the way, kills it, crushes it. I love that shampoo. Gives me the cleanest clean. It's in their super dry shampoo if you're into that. So it's a rose-based fragrance and it has like bergamot and lychee and cedarwood and white musk. What I like about this candle is it does not knock you over the head with the scent. I don't like that. I feel like sometimes it's too cloying. Like no matter how beautiful the scent is, I feel like I'm choking on it. I'm sensitive, guys.
There's a lot of candles out there that even if they're not lit, they're filling up your whole entire room.
Yes, exactly. And even sometimes the diptyque, it can be a bit strong. So if you're like me and you're a sensitive soul, you'll like the Way Melrose candle. It's $44 US and $58 in Canada. And then the last one I want to talk about, which I don't have here is, I mean, I don't know, this kind of snuck up on me. Does everybody know that Loewe, the fashion house, has HomeSense? They're at Net-a-Porter and they are absolutely stunning. They start at $85 and they do have some that are in like a very, like a pottery type of a vessel. They have very out of the box scents that I personally would love to experience firsthand. Like they have one that's called Tomato Leaves and it's in this red, beautiful pottery thing. There's Luscious Pea. And then they also have candle sticks where the whole thing, including the base, is a candle. And there's like oregano scented and ivy. So very, very different. Going back to that like luxury person who loves designer, the Loewe candle, guys, is like out of the park.
So that was our damn good gift guide for 2021. We hope that we gave you guys lots of good inspo for your holiday wish list this year, either to add stuff for yourself or add to cart for somebody else. And, you know, we are going to, of course, recap every single thing that we talked about on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. And we didn't get to mention it off the top of the show, but we did just go through a full rebrand. So our website is new. It's improved. You can search everything that you guys asked for. It should be there and easier to find.
Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.